You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show, and tomorrow, the 19th Annual Beach Fest at the Long Beach Marina Green is going to be happening. That's tomorrow the 17th, and I'll be broadcasting live there along with Bill Handel and Carell and Andrew and Tim and Neil and a few of the other folks from Southern California. Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival, home of the world-famous chili cook-off. To win tickets, I guess they've been giving the tickets away. Maybe they've given them all away, but I'll keep giving out the fax number. And mention you heard it on the Phil Henry Show, 213-487-0058. But that'll be the Beach Fest, and everybody was talking about it here, and Craig was sitting there saying that his girlfriend wants to run a U.S. Marine Corps obstacle course, and she's looking forward to that. Who are you going out with? Who is the woman you're dating, man? G.I. freaking Jane, man. He says to me, yeah, man, Nikki is so looking forward to the Marine Corps obstacle course and that Velcro rock climbing. That's cool. 1-800-449-8686. President Clinton said today that it is tragic that school music programs frequently are the easiest target when budget-minded administrators have to cut education costs. And he was lamenting the loss of so many great music programs. He said, I've been very disturbed about the problem, the president said. Over the last 20 years, more and more schools have come under financial pressure, and they tend to drop their music programs. Jeff Dowder, who is a drummer, leader, main songwriter for the group Dark Horse, Southern California rock band. They're appearing at Mr. Pooh's through the end of next week. And Jeff, welcome to the program. Did you hear what the president's comments were, and what do you think about them?
Absolutely, Phil. I heard the president of the United States comments, and I think I agree with President Clinton on a lot of different levels. So I think, first of all, I'm feeling a lot of what he was feeling, that music is not as important as it once was. And that's a generational thing. What happened to this generation of music lovers?
What do you think it was?
I think a lot of music is good. I think the appreciation for it is not the way it was. I think back in the day, you know, 30 years ago, back in the day, you know, when there was so much going on, for instance, in popular music and rock and roll, there were a lot of people who were very much into taking music lessons.
Now, you have a mobile institute of popular music, right, that you take to different schools?
That's correct, Phil. We call it the Dowder Institute of Popular Music. As part of some of the things I do with the band, I specialize in a program.
Where are you right now?
I'm right over at Caltech right now. Finishing up my maintenance job over here, and then I'm going to go and we have a rehearsal, and we're probably going to be gigging tonight over at Mr. Pooh's, which is in Hermosa Beach. So people come out and see us tonight.
You're doing a maintenance job at Caltech?
That's correct. Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, so where are you, in the broom closet over there?
I'm actually just got done putting away some buckets, and I put away a mop, and I'm going to go down the hall now and start on the buffer. But then,
So during the day, you're buffing floors at Caltech, and then at night?
I was a student here at Caltech, and I decided didn't want to do that anymore. Mechanical physics, as a matter of fact, was my major, but I decided I'd get back into music.
All right, so you'll be playing tonight. There it is there, huh?
Yeah, I just fired it up a little bit.
Maybe you could, I've got an idea here, and maybe you could go to a quiet office, Jeff, and
you know what I'll do, Phil, after your break, I'll put the buffer away. I got some break time coming up.
Okay. So anyway, your Institute of Popular Music does what? You go from school to school?
That's correct. So I have a specialized program for kids that focuses on the music of the 20th century to try to get kids into music again and to appreciate music, not only from the standpoint of making music, Phil, but I think it's really important for kids to appreciate music from the standpoint of listening to it. And I think that's a lost art.
What do you think of today's music?
I think music's never been better. I think you've got so many tremendous bands now. I think the songwriting is more daring. I think the musicianship and the production values are a lot more ambitious. I think there's a higher level of experimentation in popular music today than there ever has been. And that is nothing but good. One thing, and I don't know, I mean, I brought this up to a few people. One thing, I don't know how you feel about this, but one thing I think that makes music sound good is, in a lot of ways, is cannabis, sativa, and...
You're talking about marijuana?
Well, I am talking about marijuana, and it was one of the things when we started to do our Popular Music Institute, and we were taking them from schools, how do you communicate to the kids that smoking weed can enhance, you know, listening to music, because...
Now, you're not talking about kids. You're talking about high schools, right?
Right.
You're not talking about kids smoking dope.
No. No, I am not. No, I'm not, Phil. All I'm saying is I just want to lay this out here for anybody that want to hear what I'm saying. When you smoke weed or spark up an owl or just blast up, like say you want to do a bowlful, it makes the music sound so good. I don't know how to describe it, but it makes it. Have you ever done a bowlful, Mr. Henry?
You know something, man? I don't want to comment on my personal habits. I know what you're saying, that marijuana is a sensory enhancer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know if the parents are going to go for this. Parents being kind of narrow the way they are, they probably won't go for it. But we have to find a way to get music back to the schools. And I think that it's an important thing. And what I wanted to do tonight, Phil, on your show, is to take the unprecedented step of smoking some weed, you know, some grass on the air so that people can see its effects. Because not only does...
All right, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about getting music back into the schools, smoking more dope?
No, what I'm saying is marijuana enhances the music experience.
Okay.
And it also enhances your creative ability.
All right.
So what I want to do is I want to smoke some dope here during the break, so, and then come back and give you some sample music of mine.
Well, the break isn't going to be for a while. You want to smoke some pot and then show us how good you are as a musician?
Yes. And also talk to you a little bit about how it can make, you know, what do you want to call it? Listening to music sounds so much bitchiner, okay?
All right, so what are you going to do here, man? And I want everybody to know that this is Mr. Doubter. He's wherever you are, man. You're out, where are you? Out on Del Mar out there in Pasadena?
Yeah, it's pretty busy today.
Well, where are you going to do? Go. What are you going to do, man? A bong hit or something?
I was going to do a bong hit, yeah.
Where, man? In the broom closet there of your...
Yeah. Hold on for just a second. Ooh, man, it's been a day.
I know, it's a hot day.
It really has. Here. Okay, hold it. Oh, God, man. Okay, I'm done. I am done, man.
Okay, so what did you just do?
I had a bowlful. I'm done. One of the things I would tell kids is if you do a bowlful and you cough, you're done. Coughing generally means you're done.
Okay, so now we know how to smoke pot.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now that I have smoked a bowlful and I feel very nice, you know, I'm going to give you an example of how it enhances your musical ability.
Okay, we're talking to Jeff Doubter. He is a musician. He's the leader of the band Dark Horse. They play a lot of gigs here in Southern California. And weren't they, you guys were on a bill with somebody at one time, weren't you? Weren't you going to be a...
Yeah, we were almost on the bill with Metallica on their latest tour. We're still trying to work that out.
Okay. Jeff has the Doubter Institute of Popular Music, which is kind of a mobile popular music seminar that he takes from school to school. You're claiming that smoking marijuana makes you a better musician.
Yeah, but also, Phil, I think that the weed can make people enjoy music more.
But you can't be counseling kids to smoke.
No, I'm not. I'm just throwing it out there is all. But listen to this. This is a tune, okay?
All right, you've smoked a bowlful, and now you feel good.
I feel good. So check this out. I'm going to put the phone down here. I'm got my drum pad out here. This is an example of when you do smoke. I don't want to turn this into a weed smoking seminar, Phil.
Which is what I'm afraid of.
Okay, but I just want to say, I feel good. I had a bowl full. Here's a tune that I really like. Could you guys shut that door? Could you guys shut that door?
Okay, you're in the middle of...
Yeah, hold on. Shut the door, okay? All right. Yeah, now just get the door. Okay, here it is. After I smoked a bowl full. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning when I wake up, there's a halo on the girlfriend's head. I know I didn't see what I'm talking about. So in other words, smoking weed can enhance. And it,
we've got a phone connection that isn't that good.
No, I know that. But smoking weed can enhance your ability and the...
Well, see, that didn't sound that good to me. Okay?
I understand that. But part of the equation is I smoked a bowl full so I can play better. But if you'd smoke some weed, I guarantee it would sound good.
All right, we'll do another one here, then we have to take a break.
You need a head change to hear how good I sound.
Okay, do another one.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. No, no. I shot the sheriff. That's what I'm talking about, Phil.
So you're going to be gigging tonight with Dark Horse and playing some of these songs, right?
Well, we're not going to do no Sugar Ray, but I mean, because that would be ripping off his material. But we have a lot of original material. One of them is Judgment at Sunrise.
Okay, Jeff Dowder is with us, and we're talking about the lack of music in schools and what his and a lot of musicians' efforts can do to bring music back into the schools, although... Even though you just smoked weed, you're not recommending that for kids, okay? I want to be clear.
No, I'm not recommending that for kids. I'm just saying that smoking weed does make it sound better, man. I mean, by the way, Phil, it's almost 4:20, so...
What?
Nothing. It's almost 4:20, America, so get ready to spark.
What is 4:20?
It's just nothing, man. It's cool. But here, man. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning when I wake up, there's a halo on my girlfriend's bed. You know it, I forget. God damn.
What happened?
Oh.
What happened, man?
I fell, man. Oh, that is not cool.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Find out if he's okay. And tell him to get out of that office so that we can... We're talking with Jeff Dowder, lead singer, lyricist, and drummer for Dark Horse. How to bring music back into the schools. He keeps hitting this marijuana thing, and I don't think that that's the point. The point is, get an appreciation for the kids, for music from the kids, and they don't have to smoke weed to do it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking about music. Where is it in our schools? Music programs are being cut because there isn't any money. And Jeff Dowder, who is a musician, leader of the group Dark Horse, is on the line with us. He also took the unprecedented step to smoke marijuana on the air to demonstrate, in his opinion, one's ability to become a better artist and also to demonstrate the ability to hear the music better. Mr. Dowder, a lot of the things that we're talking... Okay, hold on for a second. Is he... Mr. Dowder?
Okay, I'm sorry, Phil. Man. I'm done, man.
What were you doing? Were you taking another hit?
I was doing another bowlful, yeah. But part of that is trying to...
Did I ask you to get out of that hallway, too, where you are, all right?
Yes, sir. But part of that's trying to enhance the musical experience, okay? And that's what I, when I'm doing a bowl full, I want people to understand that.
Okay. Before we take our first call, you say that smoking weed makes you a better artist.
Absolutely. And I think any artist out there, if they have the courage to experiment with marijuana, know the same thing.
All right. Do another selection for us, okay?
All right. Here's a song that I really like. One, two, three, four. It's more than a feeling. Awesome tune. Tom Stoltz is totally awesome. The dude's a technological genius, and nobody's given the guy the credit that he deserved yet.
Okay, do you want to take another call?
What?
Let's take a phone call, okay?
Right.
Here is Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Santa Rosa, hello?
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, okay. I think when you smoke marijuana and then you play, it makes you so screwed up. I mean, look how bad that guy was.
Wait a second. Are you talking about me or are you talking about musicians in general?
Well, most people who do it and the crazy guy.
Okay, listen to this and tell me if you think I've just had a bowl full, okay?
Okay.
Check it out. One, two, three. Every morning when I wake up. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Please.
But right. that was, like, so screwed up, and you don't even know the words to that song.
No, well, I don't know the words, but the basic energy of that song is very, very awesome. I think it's very lovely.
But still, I think if you weren't on drugs at the point, it would sound so much better, because right now it just sounds like screwed up pot.
Wait a minute. Oh, man, that was bad.
Are you smoking, you're still smoking the dope?
I am.
Well, then you're stupid.
Okay, now hold on for a second, and I want you to consider this. It may not sound good enough to you because you're not smoking no dope. See what I'm saying? That's the whole point of what I'm saying.
Well,
so you are encouraging this kid to smoke pot, and ma'am, don't do it, okay? Don't.
Oh, yeah. You had your fun, Phil, but she can't smoke no dope.
I'm just saying, you're not going to make music fans out of people by turning them into druggies, some dope head. You like music, ma'am, don't you?
Yeah.
You're not smoking the weed to get off on it, are you?
No.
What's your favorite band?
Blink 182.
Yeah. Blink 182. What about Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Hey, Korn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Check this out. One, two, three, four. Every morning when I...
Would you quit doing the same song, please?
Okay, but that's the whole point that I'm trying to... You like Creed?
Yeah.
They rock.
Yeah, but still, if you do drugs and then you try and play,
that's
you
right.
can't play.
No.
Because you're so screwed up and your head is, like, all jello, so you can't even focus and get the right beat.
Are you saying that what I just did was bad?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying, Phil.
Well, what are you saying? That we need to get high so you sound good? In other words, I got to go out and get really high so you'll sound good.
No. Hold on for a minute, man. What I'm saying is this.
Why did you leave that weed alone, man, and play, like, something good?
Yeah.
You're butchering up that Sugar Ray tune, Six Ways to Sunset. And what's up with that I Shot the Sheriff?
My favorite tune, man. Bob Marley. Here's a really good Bob Marley song. One, two, three, four. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. That's reggae, and reggae is very important, too.
Okay, but see, you couldn't even play that because you were so high off dope. You're like, yeah, la, 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 psh, psh. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, if you smoke, you can't do anything because you're so stupid to do the dope that you can't focus
on it. Okay, that hurts. That hurts a lot.
Well, you're...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
That really hurts.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder with the band Dark Horse is with us. And we're going to take phone calls from you. And Jeff, we're talking about bringing music back to high schools, bringing music back into schools. Music programs are being slashed. Somehow, we've gotten into a discussion of marijuana use.
I really think it's important to at least give people the options. If marijuana does make music, it enhances sound of music.
Yeah, but I can't encourage high school students to smoke dope. You understand that?
No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that as an adult, I use the cannabis sativa to enhance my ability to play music.
All right, we have a medical marijuana user we're going to put on the line here with you in a second, okay?
Far out.
Yeah, but I do want you to understand that that's not what this is about. This is about appreciating music.
Absolutely, Phil. I love music. I encourage music to be in the schools. All I'm saying is marijuana makes it sound pretty good, man. I went to a Tiger Lily show in San Francisco last week. It was awesome. And if you've ever heard the Tiger Lilies, they are like not to be believed, man. If you smoke some of the sativa, it's the bitchinest thing what has ever been. And those are the points that I try to drive home to the kids. And,
Oh, will you stop?
I'm sorry, but those are the points I try to drive home.
All right, Santa Cruz on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, that guy should be high on that green.
Yeah, man.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm under the influence right now. I just had, 2 cups of coffee with cannabis tincture in it.
Word.
And it's, I had that about 2 hours ago.
And you,
well,
you
from,
use
from
marijuana?
From like two to three, I've been drinking that stuff.
You use marijuana for medical reasons?
Yes, I do, but...
What happened to you?
Well, I have interocular pressure and mild CP.
Yeah.
I'm a blind guy, but that's
blind?
Yeah, that's not neither here nor there. What I have to say is, even though I'm under the influence of the herb,
right,
you still don't sound good.
What are you talking about, man? Are you talking about my playing?
Yes.
How much of the tincture have you had?
What do you mean, tincture?
That's the guy's drinking, ain't it?
Yes.
All right, check this out, man. I'm going to do something that's going to make us both feel good, all right? You ready?
What?
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm the Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Shady. I'm Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Shady.
No, dude.
What?
That doesn't sound good.
I'm the real Slim Shady. Yeah,
also,
you're rocking now, man.
Also, what? I don't think that you should be influencing teenagers one way or the other as far as... You shouldn't be telling them they should
That's my
do it,
point. That's my point.
Or
you know,
you shouldn't be telling them that they shouldn't do it.
I ain't
it.
Saying that they should do it.
I took Dare in school.
Right.
In high school. And because the cops told me that it wasn't a good thing to do,
yeah,
it made me a little more serious to do it when I was an adult. So, I don't think they should.
Well,
be
you're using
one way or the other.
All right, you're using cannabis as a way of relieving what, like a glaucoma style condition,
yes,
that you have.
Yeah.
What Mr. Doubter here is saying is that smoke the weed because it makes music sound better.
It does, man. It does. There's no denying that it does.
Maybe for some artists it might, you know, make their music sound better. But
check it out.
It doesn't work for you.
Are you going to do more music?
Yeah, because this dude's on the tincture. Check this out, man. 1, 2. Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get your game on. Hey, what?
Is this the stuff you do at your gigs, man? Hey, now, you're a rock star?
What?
He tries to cover other... He's trying to cover other people's stuff, right?
Yeah, that's Smash Mouth, man. It's
I know
awesome
it is.
Tune.
But you still don't sound good when you cover other people's stuff.
Okay,
you
may
should
I
do
ask
original
you a question?
Material.
Are you sure the grade and quality of the stuff you're drinking is good, man?
Yes, I'm sure. I get it from the Women and Men's Alliance for Medical Marijuana.
It could be some bad crap.
No, it's
no,
not.
Man, no. I could smoke bowl after bowl, and the way you do Hey Now You're a Rock Star would still sound nasty, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts, man. That hurts.
Well, yeah, that... No, he's right. Right on.
I got to tell you
something,
brother.
Bowl after bowl,
dude,
and you still wouldn't sound
dude,
good.
You're, dude,
I get
you're,
to I get the best clean bud in town.
Seriously, man, I think you got a hold of some skunk bud. If I don't sound good, you're smoking shake, babe.
No, it's
serious.
What I get is purple indica and
really?
African herb, yeah.
Skunk bud.
That's what it sounds like.
No, man, it sounds crappy the way you're playing, okay?
Listen to this one.
Not another version of Every Morning, okay, or
no,
whatever the hell
please.
That thing is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it. It's over.
We'll get that guy off the air, Phil.
All right, listen, have a good time this afternoon, man. Sounds like you're, alleviating the old pressure there.
This guy is playing so bad that I'm going to have to take another hit.
If you got
to
try and,
calm down.
You got it. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here is Vancouver on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I couldn't even smoke enough weed to get this guy. I'd have to, probably whip out the gas can, you know?
Do you smoke?
Yeah.
You shred?
Yeah. I couldn't even handle you, though. I might have to whip out the gas can, though.
I don't know.
I might have to huff a little bit. I might have to put together...
Yeah, okay, whatever. He's a paint freak is what he's saying.
Oh, he's a huffer.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do here this afternoon. We'll give people alternative ways to get high listening to your music. How about that?
Whatever helps out, man. The whole point that I'm trying to say is to bring music back to the American school system.
You're not bringing music back to the American school system by encouraging...
I have not encouraged nobody to smoke dope. What I'm saying...
No, but you're saying if somebody has a band, why don't you smoke some weed and you'll play better?
I do believe that artistically it helps.
I'm telling you, what you just played for me blows.
Oh, that is harsh, man. You know something, man? I got a nice buzz and you're harshing my buzz. You're totally...
I'm harshing your buzz. Well, you know what? You were harshing my buzz with that...
You shred?
What are you talking about, man? I'm sitting here trying to do my show, and you're laying out this more than a feeling every morning. We could play it back. It all sucked. By the way, just listening to a drummer banging on drums and singing is not a good thing. You need to have, a lead singer. You need to have
You're bringing me down, man.
You need to have a lead singer. You need to have a guitar player. You need to have a bass player. You need to have your band there so that we can hear what you're doing. You understand? Other than that, what I'm hearing is, crappy drum playing, and you're talking about dope smoking. If we're going to bring music back to the high schools and to the middle schools, let's bring it back free of dope.
I couldn't agree more, Phil. All I'm saying is, if you felt like it, you could smoke the bud, and you'd be able to, be better at the music what you play.
Well, who's that, man? Because it ain't you, okay?
You're harshing my buzz. And you're...
I'm sorry if I'm harshing the buzz. St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, man. I don't know what I'd say. Is this kid, if he really thinks that music is good, that weed must be doing something for him because that music is crap.
Wait a second, man. I'm not saying Sugar Ray's the best. I'm not saying Smash Mouth is the best. I'm just saying I was doing those tunes good.
No, man. I'm not saying their music. Their music I dig. Your music... The way you're playing it, if you think that's good,
wait a second.
Then that weed must be working, man.
Wait a second, man. One, two, three. Every morning when I wake up, don't I sound like McGrath?
Dude, I'm stone cold sober right now, and
what?
You sound like crap. If I was high and
that's
what
you need.
Then the weed must be doing something
Dude,
for you.
Dude, that's what you need to do, and that's what I'm trying to say to Henry. Is it...
We're not going
to
go out and get stoned just so your music will sound better, okay? You know, it's enough for me to pay a cover charge to get into the bar to see you. You're telling me I got to go out and spend $150 or $200 to get myself stoned so I can go in there and it'll sound good? That's a $200 night.
Why not just spend the $15 on a CD by the artist that does it good when you're sober?
What?
Why not just spend the $15 on the CD by the artist who does it the right way and do it when you're sober? You don't need the weed.
Because I'm saying if you come to the bar, you come down to Mr. Pooh's tonight in Hermosa Beach. Where are you? Are you in California?
No, man. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay. Well, if I was playing a gig down in St. Pete, man, all you got to do is a bowlful, then come down. Hold on for a minute.
Well, tell you what I'm saying to you, if I have to smoke weed for your music to sound good, that means your music's crap to begin with.
Check this out, man.
Look, every song you've done for us...
No, Bruce, seriously, just check this out. One, two, three. I'm the Slim Shady. I'm really Slim Shady. on the...
What is that, Eminem?
Doesn't even know the lyrics to the song he's covering.
What?
This guy doesn't even know the lyrics to the song that
he's trying to do. Is that the Eminem song, I'm Slim Shady?
Yeah, yeah. Eminem, man. Word
it's a bad remake of it.
Dude's awesome, okay?
You suck, man. Get out of here. Listen, thanks for your call.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling the show. I think that was Eminem calling in, by the way, from St. Pete. 1-800-449-8686 every morning. It's Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I was looking at Al Gore. How many of you guys are going to vote? Because I was hearing or reading somewhere that American people are not really into this presidential election, this presidential race, because it does seem very anticlimactic. These conventions are really going to be a downer because they've already got their man, Gore, and they got Bush. And I just saw the guy that Gore hired to be his new campaign manager. No offense, but I'm 47, so I'm not saying. I guess I'm saying this with full knowledge that I'm probably in this guy's age group. Although this guy, this Daley that Gore just hired for his campaign, to manage his campaign, looks like he's 68. And this is a bad thing I'm about to say, but I wouldn't do that if I'm running for president of the United States. I wouldn't get some guy running my campaign who's 143. Don't you need someone whose feet are a little bit more firmly in the culture? Like, you remember when Clinton, he had Stephanopoulos, right? Or was it Stephanopoulos? Or was it Michael J. Fox? I forget. One of those three. He had, now, Michael J. Fox or George Stephanopoulos, he was the press relations guy. Very young, very in tune with how to handle reporters, had all the right answers. And then he had that Carville, who was a real slick operator. Carville was not some old cat. I mean, he was like his early 40s, I think, when he was running the show for Clinton. That's the kind of guy I'd go for. Now we got Bush, who's on the other side of the campaign trail. No offense, man. I saw his old man 8 years ago. I got to see this coming around again? Ah, come on. I got no problem with a guy. But these guys don't change, man, as much as we cry and moan and wail about the sameness of the way these people look and the way these people talk and the things that they pitch and the answers that they give and the frustration that we have over the kinds of guys that are running for president. Let's just start with the only election that anybody votes in anymore, president of the United States. You get the same guys popping up. You get the same guys equivocating and prevaricating. You get the same guys. And now, it's not just the same guys. It's the same guy. We have reached a point politically in this country, where we're not just recycling personality types, we're recycling the guy. Younger version, but it's the guy. Now, I don't have any problem with George W. Bush. I understand that he used to own the Texas Rangers. He smoked a little weed and snorted some coke in his early days. He's got a problem with that. He doesn't know how to answer that question. I guess he finally said, yes, he did, but it was legal. Didn't he say that, yes, I shot heroin, but when I did, it was technically legal? In Puerto Rico? Wasn't that his answer? I forget. There was some thing that he laid out there that got everybody feeling better about life, as opposed to Clinton, who didn't inhale. Well, as if Clinton could have answered that question, yes, I did smoke pot, and have gotten away with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they asked him that question, they were ready to stretch that guy's neck. There was nothing that guy could have answered to that question that was going to put him in good with anybody, right? Did you smoke pot? I don't want to lie. Yes, I did. Okay, that's one more reason why we hate your guts. Okay, then I did, but I didn't inhale. That's one more reason why we hate your guts. Did you have sex with that woman? No, I did. Aha, we hate you. Yes, I did. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? I did. I didn't. I smoked it. No, I did. Yes, I didn't. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because I saw this guy on TV, this new campaign manager. I guess I'm not voting. I won't be voting this fall. I can't vote for these guys, and I'm not going to vote for. I'm not going to throw some protest vote out there for Mickey Mouse. I did that a couple of years running too. I did that. I think in '80, I voted for Alfred E. Newman. I did that whole number with, you know, What Me Worry. I went ahead and voted for him, and then one year I voted for Mickey Mouse. Another year I voted for some cat. I forget who. You know, like Lana Turner. I just wrote in Clark Gable. I ain't voting. I'm going to stay away, and hopefully the system will disintegrate to the point where we have what we all really want, a true dictatorship. That's what I'm looking for, the Fuhrer. I want the Fuhrer to return! Don't you want that? Don't you want just one guy that's just going to have the answers? You know, all right, here's how it's going to be. Anybody got a problem with that? I got a nice concentration gap. You do it, baby. I love you. Just so, A, I still got my job. B, the prices stay down. C, the gas is cheap this summer for our vacation to the Grand Canyon. Don't take any of my next-door neighbors away in the middle of the night. It'll just give me a guilty conscience. But anybody else, it's fine. That's what we want. But these two cats, man, I was looking at them. It was a frightening thing. But I said, this guy, man, this campaign manager that he's got, I just said to myself, I think he's going further away from what he ought to be doing, old Al. I just saw in the newspaper the other day that everybody thinks Clinton did a good job. They feel better off than they were 8 years ago. They don't want to re-vote for this guy Gore, though, as vice president. And forget about whether he's got a cob wedged up his rear end. He's walking around too stiff, like he's walking around like he's got a butt brace on or something. Who cares, man? What, I'm going to vote this guy because he can dance? You know, Gore, he's got no personality. Well, whatever. I can't vote for the guy. The cat can't dance. I ain't voting for Gore. Why? You know, he just can't tell a joke. You voting? No, you don't look like the kind of guy that votes, Taylor. You ain't going to vote for nothing. You're going to vote for the cannabis sativa candidate, the Cannabis Party of America. Jeff. Thank you for pot smoking. Voting for Jeff? Yeah, doubter. For president? Not me, man. I'm gone. I'm done. I have removed myself from the political process, and as such, I now leave myself open to criticism, and I don't care. Go ahead and criticize me. If you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution, or however that thing goes. If you're part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I'm part of the problem now, okay? I'm now officially part of the problem, and I'm very happy to be part of the problem. You guys want to start putting some people up there that I can dig on and vote for and hang with, and, you know, then I'm back with it. Well, why don't you get involved in the system? Where? How do you start doing that? Especially where I live. I live in eastern Ventura County. There is no Democratic Party out there. It's all Republican, up one side, down the next. My wife's in the Women's Republican Party of Ventura County. She goes to these fundraisers there at the Hyatt. She met Nancy freaking Reagan one day. She's getting involved so that they can have yet another generation of Bush in the White House in 20 years, if you'll pardon the expression. I'm not talking about a female candidate, you understand. Huh? Harmonica?
Monica.
Oh, Monica? She's another generation of Bush? Boy, that was a rough thing to say. God, you should have heard Taylor. He just says, let's put another generation of Bush in the White House. Vote for Monica Lewinsky. Wow! Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. I thought you said harmonica. I was going to play for you. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.